Hey you, welcome to Almost 20, a journey to self, with me your host Guy Martins. I'm a guy who's almost in his 20s, and while navigating life and a lot of things, you know, like most human beings, and also while working on my self-development journey, I decided to start a podcast. I really hope the episodes, you know, the future episodes of this podcast actually resonates with whoever it's meant to resonate with. In this podcast, we'll be talking about a couple of things. I'll talk about some of my life experiences and we'll dissect the lessons learned from them. We'll be talking about friendships, you know, the process of making friends, and we'll also be talking about friendship breakups. You know, it's something that's not really been spoken about. You hear a lot about relationships and the breakups and the dating, the everything, dating palaver, everything, but you'd barely hear anything about friendship breakup. It's kind of like, you are no longer talking again. It's something no one really talks about, but we'll be talking about it on this podcast. There's going to be conversations about self-love, self-development, and of course, self-growth. So if you're someone who's been dreaming of getting their life together, you're tired of, you know, sitting at the back of the room cheering for every other person, you're tired of being that wingman, and you know, you want to kind of get your self-development journey on track, well, this podcast is for you. Keep in mind that there is really no particular order to how the episodes of this podcast are going to be coming. We could talk about anything really on each episode. It could be about friendships. We could talk about career advice. Really, it's anything. But just know that the entire content of these episodes, the future coming episodes, are going to be within the general context of self-development, self-love, and life reflections. So sit down, put on your headphones, or if you're like me, who's recently started having this passion for using Bluetooth speakers to listen to anything, then just increase the volume of that Bluetooth speaker and listen to me talk about things that I hope you find relatable. I feel like letting you know how my journey on self-development and self-growth started would be a great thing for you to understand what moments, or at least what triggers, if I can call it that, was what made me to actually have this mindset, or actually make this decision a turning point in my life, that I was like, okay, you know what? Fine, Martins, let's actually just start valuing ourselves. Let's realize that what we bring to the table is as good as what any other person brings to the table, if not even better. For a long time, I actually never even believed that anything I brought to the table was valuable. So I'll take you through moments in my life that I consider very, very important in my self-development story. For the longest of time, most especially when I started my junior secondary school, I was never really everybody's favorite person. I started my junior secondary school in Uniport Secondary School. It's in Port Harcourt, and it's a government school. I didn't stay there very long, and then I changed schools to another school within my neighborhood. This new school I changed into, I remember going there that first day, and I was, you know, full of mixed feelings. Little did I know that this school would be what would actually change my mindset. Definitely not for the better, actually. So throughout my stay in this school, I was never really anybody's favorite person. I was nobody's cup of tea. And I think it didn't really even help that I was not academically smart at that time, getting results as low as 6 over 60, 60 being the highest. I was getting 6 over 60. And as at then, it really didn't bother me that much. I would say that the impact of being disliked and having so many academic failures it really didn't bother me until later in my future, when I became much more introspective and looking into things and realizing that most of my problems or most of what I carried or that was heavy for me, it started then. In this school, there were some seniors who didn't like me. And when I say don't like me, my very presence in their... Keep in mind that this school wasn't really big. So the classrooms were kind of together and they had siblings. And most of the time, they had siblings in my class. So most of the time, we would go to do activities in their own classrooms or the seniors would come to our classroom and everything. And my opinions were always brushed down. My ideas were brushed down. My personality was insulted. My personality was ridiculed. Everything I did was an abomination in that school. And I'm not even exaggerating, to be very honest with you. I'm not even exaggerating. It wasn't as if I was poor. It wasn't as if I had any physical disability. Or as if something was, you know, seriously wrong with me, that even my family members would be like, something is wrong with you. You have mental issues. You have psychosis. You're mad or something. No, I was perfectly fine. I was okay. I considered myself okay at least. But I was horribly disliked by a lot of people. And this affected me, especially my ability to make friends. After being disliked by a lot of people, I then had this... It affected my ability to make friends. I went in search later on in life, in search of people who would give me approval. After being despised for my way of life, which I considered very normal, or at least I considered unique, because I believe that everybody's abilities, everybody's thought process, and everybody's behaviors are unique and okay. So far, it's not causing any detrimental harm to themselves and to the people around them. There's no issue. But my previous school told me no. This hatred, this dislike, made me go in search of the approval of other people. I went later in life looking for people who would approve me. And this made me change my behaviors most of the time to suit people. After my period of staying in that junior secondary school, we had the 2019-2020 COVID-19 period. And that made me stay at home for a while. I then later returned but changed schools to another school. This school was quite far from home and was filled up with much more larger pupils in terms of size. They were a larger number of students, to the point that the school even had two campuses. The campus were different locations. There was the Iwofe campus and there was the Ajib campus. These two campuses are located in Port Harcourt. So there was the Iwofe campus, there was the Ajib campus. There were students with the same classes. The Iwofe campus had the same students, that's from GSS1 to SS3. The Ajib campus had the same students from GSS1 to GSS3. And after each term, they would compile the results from both campuses, and that's how the results, general results, we generated. So after you finish writing your examinations from this campus, and students from the other campus finish writing their own examinations, the results will be compiled, and they will generate the first, second, third, fourth, like that. That's how the positions will be generated. Coming into this school with so much diverse people, whereby your personality was the least upsetting thing in this school. It was more of what you brought to the table, how smart you were, how intellectual you were, how your ability to be intelligent. And it was in this school that I learned that intelligence and being an intelligent person doesn't just mean being book smart, but your ability in a lot of things. I then realized that amongst other of my issues, I actually needed to step up academically. I then surprised myself by being academically good in this school from the moment I came, which was 3 weeks to the examination date, a very short time to prepare. I know I was actually very angry when I came inside the school. I was upset because I had little time to prepare, and little time to prepare almost seemed like a definite failure in these upcoming examinations. But then I surprised myself by actually passing these examinations to the point of actually being brought out in front of my class and being applauded for my academic performance. After my time in that school, I progressed further. And the funny thing about all these things happening is that I had my good days, just like being academically okay and stepping up from how low I was academically. And moving further in the future, it seemed as though everything was fine, right? It seemed as though everything was okay.
Well, wrong.
It seemed like I still had the scars of being disliked for no reason. I think it left me leaving secondary school with a bittersweet experience because on one hand, it was okay. It was like, well, I mean, I had a couple of friends that I would consider were okay. I had nice friends. I had a good experience. And to top it all off, I actually changed my academic identity from that guy to being, oh, okay, this guy, he actually knows, he actually becomes, and I actually even got to the position of a prefect. But then on the other hand, I still was battling with some sort of identity crisis. So it made me kind of battle with friendships. It kind of made me have an identity crisis whereby I'm kind of wondering how to behave around people, kind of overanalyzing situations and circumstances. So after my time in secondary school, there was a period of waiting for admissions into the university whereby you would write your WAEC, your NECO, your JAMB. Those are all examinations to write before entering into the Nigerian university. After I had finished writing those examinations, it was now time for me to, you know, stay in the house, relax, just chill, basically, kind of chillax and just stay. Guess what I decided to do while staying at home? I decided to consume every single kind of food. Yeah, food, basically. I eat up to 5 plates of rice. I kid you not. I was eating, and I was eating, and I was eating, and I was eating, and I was eating. And I was obviously very oblivious to the effects of just eating and not having little, and having little to no exercise whatsoever. I would just stay in the bed, and I would just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and watch TV and maybe just move around the house to maybe take my place to the sink and go back and continue watching whatever film or series it is I was watching. In time, the next thing I started to hear from my parents and from my siblings and people within the vicinity was that I had started to gain weight. And I was like, at first I brushed these thoughts aside. It was like, why all of this? You know, I've always known that I've always been a slim person, basically. Being overweight or even being chubby was the least of my concerns in this life. And it was never really anything that bothered me until I got into the university. I was slapped with another version of identity crisis. You know, there's this jarring change of your mindset, or this jarring, how would I put it now? There's this jarring feeling, this jarring change of mindset or change of identity without your consent when you kind of gain weight. Going from being the person who has always considered himself, or at least him or herself, to be a slim person, to automatically being referred to as chubby or fat. And on a different, maybe in another life, safe, it would be like a normal thing. But I feel like in this life and in this generation and in this geographical area where I was or I am in, being called fat is not a nice thing, and it's not a good thing. It's being associated with being ugly, being unattractive, or being lazy. People automatically just don't listen to anything you have to say. Again, people don't listen to your inputs, not in ways that are like outright. They're just like microaggressions to people who are chubby, microaggressions to people who are actually kind of fat. It came and it affected me, and it was like getting this extra load on my head as somebody who was already battling with identity crisis / wondering what's happening to him / you know, a lot of other things. It was just hitting me from the left to the right. After my first year in university, after my year one in the university, during my second semester, I had got into this argument with a couple of people whereby the topic of the argument was my body size. As weird as it sounds, my body size was the topic of what two girls in my department were busy arguing about. They were kind of talking whether I was chubby or fat. And it was like, ah, I know he's chubby. Oh, no, he's fat. He's chubby. He's fat. I know now. As uncomfortable as it sounds, the girls obviously were kind of, you know, oblivious to it. They didn't really sit as an entity. To them, it was just one of their discussions. I was there in their presence, like just awkwardly standing while they were busy discussing whether I was chubby or fat. And I think after that semester, after my last paper, I came back home and then I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, enough is enough, actually. I've taken hatred for people for no reason. I've taken disrespect for no reason. I've kept quiet in circumstances whereby I was supposed to say something. I have gained weight, which led to much more disrespect. I have tried to actually be a chameleon around people for so many reasons. I looked at myself and told myself that, you know what, enough is enough. We need to change a couple of things about ourselves. I looked at myself once more again. I then decided to change a couple of my habits, decided to watch a lot of videos about losing weight, decided to start doing exercises. I really took into consideration whatever it is I was putting into my mouth. It wasn't really easy. It took me about 6 months, but I did it. I actually started to lose the weight. I actually started to look better. When you start losing your weight, most of the time now you have body dysmorphia. I feel like this life is kind of funny. You're finishing one problem, another problem is coming. You're finishing another problem is coming. When I started losing my weight, I started dealing with body dysmorphia. For those of you who do not know what body dysmorphia is basically kind of a thing that happens to your body, most especially in the context of losing weight, whereby you were kind of fat before. And then when you lose your weight, you don't really see the progress you've made. You still assume or consider yourself to be fat, which makes you start pursuing this goal of looking very skinny, whereby no amount of losing weight is okay for you. It's kind of a mental thing because oftentimes you see yourself, you've lost weight. Tomorrow you come, it looks as if you've added the weight. Meanwhile, your body is just okay. Your body is normal. Probably even going through some hormonal things that are not that very serious, but you would have a hard time seeing the difference of losing weight in your body. I went through all that phase. After I had been losing the weight, I then came to a conclusion that, you know what, it's time to actually work on myself. After all of the things I've gone through, I just sat down one day and I told myself, you know what, guy, you've gone through a lot, though. Like, in this your life, you've gone through a lot of things, some painful experiences, and you can't just keep living like this with this mindset. You've already started working on your physical appearance. Let's work on something upstairs. Let's work on our mental space. Let's work on our mental capability. Let's work on our mental health. I went to Spotify. That was when I discovered podcast. I went to Spotify and I started listening to a couple of other podcasters. I searched on my search for self-help, for mental development, for a lot of things that would involve self-growth and self-development, and I stumbled upon this podcaster, Tamcor, and another podcaster, I've forgotten her name, but basically these two people I listened to their stories and I resonated a lot with it. You know, they talked about having a very weird childhood, growing up, deciding that they really needed to take a lot of things, that it was time for them to be the number one supporter of themselves, to actually take care of themselves and put themselves first. I was actually really inspired by these stories of these people. And I dived more into the world of self-development, into the world of self-growth, into the world of self-positivity. And I would say that over the course of the years that I have been feeding myself with, over the course of months that I have been feeding myself with this information, life has actually kind of been good. I wouldn't say that I did a whole 360 personality shift or a whole change of personality, that my life now, I wake up screaming with so much joy from the bed and, oh my God, I am so happy, I am so blessed every morning, to the point that life is just a bed of roses. No, I still do have my bad days, but I would say that that is where my ability to be very introspective, that is being able to be self-aware, being able to understand, analyze, and flow with my emotions, not just hamper them and hold them, was something that I had battled with for a very long time. And finally being able to at least see that there are other people who actually go through a lot of things, and there are actually other people who want to work on themselves, want to improve their mindsets in every single way, that they are out there, and I am not just alone in this journey. It was really inspiring for me. The thing with self-development is that it's not a day's thing. it's not something you do in one day and then you're like, yay, I've completely developed myself. You could wake up one morning and you would feel like you haven't even made any progress and your life still kind of feels the same and you don't even have the energy to do anything. And some other days, the reverse might be the case. You would wake up and you have this energy to even accomplish a lot of your goals and you would feel like your life is actually starting to seem better. Self-development, self-growth, changing your mindset is not magic. It's not having this mentality and then all of a sudden everything in your life falls into place. It falls into parts that you have no single worry or you don't have bad days at all. It's definitely not magic. But it's definitely a change in your perspective. It's a change in your perspective of how you view yourself, how you view your goals, and how you view the people around you. In my journey of self-development, I've cut a couple of friends off of my life, and a couple of friends too have cut me off of their life. This self-development and self-growth, it's not a journey that you would finish at a certain point in your life. I think as a human being, you're constantly changing, you're constantly growing, and you have to try to live the best possible life that you can live for yourself. In the forthcoming episodes of this podcast, from things that I have experienced in this self-development journey, from things I have seen, from situations I've been in, and, you know, some other things, we'll be talking about them. I'll share the experiences with you, and I hope that it will serve as some sort of inspiration for whoever out there that wants to be the best version of themselves. I think you don't need to keep on looking around the room waiting for anybody to stand up before you stand up to do something. Why don't you stand up for yourself? Why don't you be that person to stand up? Why don't you put yourself first, you know? So in the coming episodes, we'll be talking about a lot of things, basically. I hope that my journey so far and the stories and topics I will talk about would be an inspiration to somebody or to anybody out there or to you, for you to realize that instead of seeing it as some sort of Facebook post or some sort of Pinterest quote, whereby it's like, you can be the best version of yourself if you believe in yourself, realize that that's actually reality. Being the best version of yourself. Because, I mean, you wouldn't want to be like on your deathbed and your greatest regret to be that you did not do things or that you were too scared to try out a lot of things, you know? So I hope that these episodes would serve as some sort of inspiration or some sort of support, or even just if I could be that kind of voice, you know, that you would relate to, you know, someone that you could relate to on this journey of finding yourself and being the best version of yourself out there, you know? So if you've stayed to the end of this introductory episode, I really appreciate you. Don't forget to like this podcast. Don't forget to share this podcast. Don't forget to comment down below on this podcast what you thought about this first episode. Follow this podcast so as to get, you know, notification anytime a new episode drops. Share this podcast with your friends and your family and anybody who you believe would benefit from this podcast. And that's all I have for today, folks. See you guys in the coming episodes.